Assalamu alaikum guys, welcome back to Quranly. In this short video, I want to take a few moments for us to reflect upon Surah Al-Asr, a surah that we have memorized, that we've internalized, that we recite regularly, many of us on a daily basis. It is one of those surahs that the companions, when they would part each other's company, they would recite, one or the other would recite that this particular surah. It's a profound surah. Some of the scholars have mentioned that this particular surah is a summary, encapsulates the whole of the Quran. It's a very, very powerful surah of the Quran, brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off by saying or swearing by time, taking an oath by time, wal asr. Inna linsana lafi khusr. Then Allah goes on to say, indeed, absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, there's the particle of emphasis, inna here, that mankind, human beings, you and me, we are in a state of absolute loss. We have lost. Now I want to pause here for a second. I want us to think about something. This is Allah. Allah is telling us. He is swearing by the passage of time. Right? The fleeting passage of time. You know, Salat al-Asr in the afternoons or in the evenings. You know, we know it's at that time when the sun is setting and you notice the sun setting. It's almost like time is fleeting away. It's running out for the day. Allah swears by time. This type of fleeting time that moves very quickly. And he says that human beings are in an absolute state of loss. Imagine for a second, you've been feeling sick. You go to the doctor. The doctor does some tests, calls you in a few days later, has the reports, and he says to you, you only have a couple of days left to live. You're going to die. How would you feel in that moment? Wouldn't you feel like the rug is being pulled out from under your feet? Everything you were aspiring towards in this world, those goals, those things you wanted to achieve, those things you were looking forward to, wouldn't everything lose its color? Wouldn't you panic, be in fear, in shock? This is a worldly example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, by the passage of time, every single human being is in a state of loss. You're finished. Everyone is finished. We should let that sink in for a moment. But then imagine in the scenario that I've just given you of the doctor. The doctor, as you're going through these emotions, the doctor says to you, but there's something you can do. There is something you can do. Now at this moment, as soon as the doctor says this, how focused would you be on what the doctor is about to say? You know he's about to tell you something that's going to save your life. How focused would you be? How attentive would you be? How would you internalize and do what the doctor is about to tell you to do? How would you carry those things out? Think about your state at that moment. Now come back to the Quran, Surah Al-Asr. What does Allah say? Wal asr, inna al-insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati wa tawasu bilhaqi wa tawasu bilsabr. Think about this now. Allah is saying there's an exception. Except for those. Now as soon as Allah says except, we should be thinking, okay, what can I do now? What is Allah about to tell me, you know, that's going to save me from losing out? What is it? What is Allah tell? We should be like, Allah, tell me, I want to hear, I want to know, what is it that I can do to get me out of this loss? We should be super attentive. We should be focused, and we should implement everything Allah tells us to do next. And what does Allah say? Allah mentions four things. Except those who believe, number one, fundamentally. Those who believe in what? Believe in Allah, believe in Islam, internalize this reality. Right? And then those who do good deeds. After we acknowledge Allah, Allah's oneness, we acknowledge Islam, then we don't sit there just acknowledging it and keeping it to ourselves and not doing anything else. No, then we get up and we take action and we do good things in this world. We make use of this time. Time is moving. You're on a belt. It's not going to stop for you. But how are you going to use this time now? Every day is passing by. You know, every morning starts, afternoon comes, evening comes, you go back to bed. Allah says, do good deeds. If you want to maximize this time, do good deeds. It's not coming back. Once it runs out, once this day is gone, it's gone. You're not getting it back. So make the most of it. How do you make the most of it? After you believe, do good. And there are so many opportunities in this world, brothers and sisters, to do good. And it doesn't have to be something big. You don't have to change the world. You know, you could just start by changing yourself. Start by helping those around you. Start by taking care of, you know, those that are less fortunate than you. In any way, shape, or form you can. Start doing good deeds. And then Allah says, those who advise to the truth and those who advise to patience. So when you understand the reality of Allah, you understand the reality of Islam, and you start to do good deeds in accordance with Islam, then now start to advise others to this truth. Call others to the truth of Islam. You know, give them da'wah. Call them to Islam. Call them to understanding and recognizing their Creator and submitting to their Creator. And then acting upon that and by doing good deeds as well. So advise others. Get people onto the, you know, onto the ship. They're sinking. You've climbed up onto the ship. Now you're in a position to help others. Help those people. Call those people to the truth as well. And call people to patience. Because through the passage of this life, life is going to hit you with things. No matter if you're a believer or a non-believer, you're going to be hit by trials and tribulations and hardships. There's going to be times where, you know, you're going to be going through stuff and it's going to be hard for you to do good. But you still persist, and you need patience for this, brothers and sisters. Patience is that virtue. It's that lost virtue in the world that we live in today. This world of instant gratification. You know, I want it right now, you know, and if it's delayed by 5 minutes, you go through a whole host of emotions, anxiety, depression, anger. You know, in such a world, patience is lost. So practice patience for yourself and advise others to patience. You know, advise others to patience. And it's interesting that Allah doesn't tell us to be patient first. He doesn't mention it here in this surah. He says advise to patience because I believe it's because it's a given. As soon as you recognize Allah, the truth of Islam, and you start to do good, you will recognize how the value of patience, and you would be patient yourself. Right? It's a part and parcel of Islam to be patient in this life, in this world. Now, once you've started to live these things yourself, advise others to patience as well, brothers and sisters. Because it's going to take patience for us to make it through this life. It's going to take patience in the world that we live in to hold on to the truth. It's going to take patience to hold on to the truth and do good deeds. So in this very beautiful short surah, Allah has given us something so heavy. So heavy, brothers and sisters, especially in the times that we live in. If we can just start to focus on these four things, four core things, and try to do the best we can to live by them ourselves, and then advise others to these things, you know, that is the key to success in this life and the hereafter, right? So don't take these things lightly. Do not take these things lightly. We should all aspire to continue to develop our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we find ourselves disconnected, far from Allah, rectify that. You can do that. It's up to you. It's your choice at the end of the day. Right? Rectify that. Start to do good things. Start to advise others to the truth and patience. Patience, practice patience yourself as well. You know, and inshallah, may Allah allow us to do this and act upon this. And may Allah make it easy for us and allow us to be successful in this life and the hereafter. I'll leave you guys with that. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section below. If you haven't already, download the Quranly app today. Check it out. Get on the free trial. Go through it, see how it's going to benefit you, see how it's going to help you develop a regular relationship with the Quran. And there's many beautiful features on the app, along with the Quran itself. So check it out. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section below. Until next time, take care. Assalamu alaikum.